The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So greetings, and coming to our end of our week of the roots of the wholesome and unwholesome. To introduce this meditation, I'd like to say a few words about some of the points made this week. Early in the beginning of the week was the idea that vipassana practice is more to do with how we see than what we see. Certainly what we see is important. To say it differently, the liberation that we're looking for, the freedom we're looking for in practice, this practice is aimed at, is more to do with how we are aware than what we're aware of. And that how we're aware is a medium, is a vehicle, is a means through which, it's like a bridge by which, through which how we relate to the world and ourselves. And so if we can care for that bridge, care for that medium, then really the practice begins to come alive and unfold in a very significant way. And so we look at, this Pali word kusala and akusala, which has two English ways usually of translating it. Wholesome and unwholesome, or skillful and unskillful. And I offer to some other words, instead of wholesome and unwholesome, helpful and unhelpful. Healthy or unhealthy. And for skillful and unskillful, I kind of like the idea of helpful and unhelpful. That's what we're looking for. What works? What should I do? How should I be? What is helpful and not helpful? What is healthy and not healthy? Way of moving forward. And to bring these two together for today's meditation, I'd like to suggest the word healing. That we can focus on what is healing or not healing. And that the awareness, the seeing, the mindfulness that we bring to our experience has the capacity to be healing. Sometimes they use, in the suttas a lot, often use the word touch, touching our experience, touching freedom. And the awareness can, how do, the healing touch. And how is it, what is it, how is it you could do this meditation that the very way in which you're aware of the present moment, whatever comes up in the present moment, that you touch with a healing awareness, a healing knowing, a recognition of what's happening, that the recognition itself is healing, that somehow is settling, is cooling the fever of agitation, of whatever, fever of greed or hatred. It's cooling the agitation of fear. It's somehow like medicine that's kind of move through our whole system and is soothing in some way. So I'm not saying this is easy to do, but this is the potential of this mindfulness, of the awareness. If we can learn to adjust it or find or touch into it or experience it in the way that the awareness itself does not have any of the unwholesome roots associated with it, that the awareness that we use has no greed, no hatred, no confusion. It's very, very simple, but in the openness, the willingness, the kindness, the love, the gentleness, the non-oppressiveness, the non-hesitation, just there. And imagine that your awareness is there. Whatever comes up is touching. And one of the ideas in this practice is the practice can be 360 degrees, meaning no matter what comes up in any place, whether it's inside or outside, whether it's, you know, anywhere in the body, anywhere in the world of sounds, any place in our own minds and hearts, whatever might arise, that we can touch it with a healing awareness. And it's possible, maybe not today, but possible with as practice deepens and deepens, to actually feel this practice as a healing, a balm, a healing force that moves through our body. And it's quite remarkable to feel this goodness and that can exist. But it can begin by how we see the what we see. So whatever might arise, how do we see it? So to take your meditation posture and gently close your eyes. And as you become aware of your body sitting here, what is the closest approximation you have of an awareness of your body that has a healing touch to it? The caring touch. Maybe the awareness is like soft cotton gauze, maybe to use to clean a dirty wound, very gently, very soft. Not forceful, but not hesitant either. And what is it within you as you sit here that might benefit from a healing gaze that it's seen and touched with awareness, with something that approximates or that you imagine is a healing touch? What is it in your body that would benefit from that kind of gentleness or kindness, maybe even generosity? And perhaps that healing touch can be felt, can be used to feel or experience your face. And so that the muscles of the face can be released. Released of all the doing and effort they have. Healing awareness can go to your shoulders. I associate a healing awareness with an awareness that makes room, space. And then whatever lives in your chest, touching what's there, perhaps so that it could relax. It can thaw, open, and down into your belly and And allowing the belly to be touched, and so it can feel safe and relax, softening the belly. And then applying the medicine of awareness, gently, softly, calmly, to the body breathing. And no matter how it is for you to breathe, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable, whether you feel like you're controlling it or not, it's all okay. In the 360-degree practice, it's all okay. The what is okay. Experiment. Even to the point of imagining a bit that your awareness, that it touches, has a healing touch with your body breathing. And whatever gets your mind's attention as you're sitting here, whatever comes into awareness, unconditionally, anything at all, whatever it is that comes into awareness, any distraction, any feelings, any sensations, when you're aware of it, see if there can be a healing awareness of it. A healing touch that doesn't make anything a problem. It's just something that we touch, we're aware of. With the medicine of mindfulness, allowing the medicine to do its work. Nothing for us to do but to touch all things with our healing touch. the healing medicine of awareness works a little better if the thinking mind is quiet or quieter. And one of the advantages of using seeing for mindfulness is we don't see with words, with inner voice. It's just the seeing, the eyes themselves, in a certain way, are quiet of thoughts. There might still be thinking, but the awareness that touches all things can itself be a quiet, caring, kind awareness. for awareness to have a healing touch. It's less about what we do and more what we allow. We allow the awareness to touch, experience an awareness that has no greed, hatred, delusion in it, no pressure and forcefulness, no hesitation, holding back. Allow the awareness to touch and be touched. As we come to the end of this sitting, to know that when we are preoccupied with self, with desires and aversions, with our confusions, then the medicine, the healing power of awareness is not available. And we're not allowing, we're holding back the self-healing powers of our own inner life. And we're also holding back the healing medicine that we have for the world. How we see the world is part of our medicine that we can offer. And anything that prevents us from offering our healing awareness, I don't think is worth it. I don't think brings us any greater benefit than if we could see the world with a healing awareness. How we see the world becomes the channel through which we can do the greatest good. And if the how is peaceful, is generous, is loving, is caring, if the how is free of greed, hatred, and delusion, then we have a clear channel for which our care for the world can flow. And may it be that our wishes for the happiness and welfare of all beings, may that wish have a clean channel from us out into the world. May it be that our wish for oppression to end, for freedom from greed, hate, and delusion, for those who are oppressed and those who are oppressing, may our wish that they be free of their greed, hate, and delusion. May that wish have a flow from us in a clean channel, so that that wonderful channel, bridge, medium of awareness is healing for the world. May how we live this day provide medicine for this world.